This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
New kamikaze drone strikes target civilians.
We heard several explosions in Kyiv.
Early voting underway.
The Republicans have a turnout advantage.
Over-the-counter hearing aids arrive.
This news is so big for so many people.
Good morning. I'm Deborah Rodriguez with the CBS World News Roundup. Another week in Kyiv begins with a new round of Russian attacks. Kamikaze drones have ripped apart busy neighborhoods in the capital today, setting buildings on fire, sending people running for their lives. Correspondent Holly Williams reports from neighboring Moldova.
For the second time this month, city streets in the center of Ukraine's capital have been pummeled. Russia's repeatedly denied targeting civilians. But this neighborhood is jam-packed with apartment buildings, schools, and restaurants. Ukraine says the Russians used so-called suicide drones, which explode on impact, causing devastation. The U.S. says Iran has agreed to sell several hundred of them to Moscow. Today's attack comes after Russia claimed over the weekend that Ukraine shelled the city of Belgorod, just over the border, with civilians wounded. Ukraine's president, Volodymyr Zelensky, claimed last night that Russia has deployed 2,000 former prisoners to fight there, calling it state-sponsored terror.
Here in the U.S., the midterm elections are fast approaching. Our CBS News battleground tracker shows Republicans are holding on to an advantage to control the House of Representatives. Part of the reason, Director of Elections and Surveys Anthony Salvanto expects many Americans under 30 to sit this one out.
They're not as engaged with politics. They're feeling like the economy's not working for them. So they're kind of standing back and not getting as involved. But older people are. That's a big difference because the younger people are part of the Democratic base. They don't show up. Hurts Democrats' chances.
Voters go to the polls in Georgia today, where the abortion issue has taken center stage in a key Senate race between Democratic incumbent Raphael Warnock and former NFL great Republican Herschel Walker. Correspondent Nicole Killian is in Atlanta.
Tailgaters at UGA are divided as early voting kicks off.
Raphael Warnock is who we need in the Senate right now.
Herschel Walker has a good heart. We believe in a lot of similar things.
We visited the campus where the Heisman Trophy winner made his name to the field that bears it in his hometown of Wrightsville.
And we're proud that he will be representative of small town America.
Near Warnock's childhood home in Savannah, voters are looking his way, like Tammy Jenkins, who went to high school with him.
He was always smart. I think he's doing a pretty good job.
Warnock and Walker faced off Friday night in what's expected to be their only debate of the race. The death toll from a fire that started Saturday at a prison in Iran is up to 8. At least 2 of the victims are Americans. CBS's Remy Innocencio has details from the foreign desk.
Smoke billowed over Iran's infamous Evin prison from a massive fire that ripped through the facility holding political prisoners and dual nationals. Gunshots echoed, projectiles were launched into the air. Just outside, anti-government protesters called for the death of Iran's supreme leader. There are conflicting narratives about how this fire started.
Tehran claims the flames broke out during a fight among inmates in a sewing workshop and spread to wards that hold women and political prisoners. Human rights observers believe the prison officials may have instigated the violence by throwing tear gas. Protests continue across Iran after the death of a 22-year-old woman in the custody of the country's morality police. And Kanye West hopes to get his message out over a new platform. The rapper, who goes by the name Ye now, says he's acquiring the conservative social media site Parler, which was swept up in controversy over the role it played in the January 6th riots.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? like every single time you look at your bank account, honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
China's President Xi Jinping is set to extend his authoritarian rule by claiming a third groundbreaking term as president at the end of this week's Communist Party Congress. Correspondent Liz Palmer is in China.
Xi Jinping took the stage in Beijing's Great Hall of the People to an ovation from more than 2,000 Communist Party delegates. His two-hour-long opening speech signaled no major changes, including to the heavy-handed zero-COVID policy. It is, he said, a people's war to protect health. If anyone here disagreed, they'd never dare show it.
A relief for people who live and work in Stockton, California. After a two-week manhunt, police say they've arrested a man suspected of ambushing and killing five men there since July. They believe he was about to kill again.
A lot of people are going to be safer, feel a lot safer.
That was scary, very scary, but I'm glad he's been caught.
Police say they took Wesley Brown Lee into custody as he was driving around with a gun, dressed in black, with a mask around his neck. Same thing a suspect was seen wearing on surveillance video. Beginning today, millions of Americans will be able to pick up hearing aids at the pharmacy without a prescription, at a lower cost. Dustin Feldman paid $6,000 for the pair he wears now. Walgreens will sell them for $7.99.
People will buy those hearing aids with pride and excitement. Not the, oh, I have to buy that. No, I get to buy that. I get to do these things.
Anyone over 18 with mild to moderate hearing loss will be eligible. The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation is committing $1.2 billion to help end polio worldwide. Bill Gates says they'll target Pakistan and Afghanistan, the last two endemic nations.
Polio is a stark illustration of health inequity. There is something incredibly unjust about kids facing a disease that has been nearly wiped out in every part of the world except in their country.
Some of the money will be used to stop outbreaks of new variants of the virus. BTS has just made the announcement to stock investors. The K-pop band's oldest member, Jin, who turns 30 in December, will stop delaying his mandatory enlistment and prepare to report for military duty later this month. The group's management says BTS is looking forward to reconvening as a group again around 2025.
Audible is the destination for thrilling audio entertainment with highly anticipated new releases. The time is now more than ever to embrace the breathtaking, sinister, and shocking tales that can enthrall you, especially with brand new exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors who are guaranteed to keep you gripped, like Amy Tintera's Listen for the Lie. With exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors, captivating sound design, and dynamic performances, Audible brings these stories to life like never before. And as a member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Volunteers needed at the polls, and organizers are reaching out to vets to fill the gap.
An estimated shortage of 130,000 poll workers ahead of the midterms has sparked a national campaign to recruit veterans and military family members for the job.
We're trying to figure out a good way to get veterans engaged in positive civic engagement.
Leading the recruitment campaign, We the Veterans, board member Joe Plansler.
Veterans are really keenly attuned to following rules and regulations, which is super important for safety and security of our election.
Stephen Kaufman, CBS News.
A slasher sequel scares up business at the box office. Halloween ends. The final showdown between Laurie Strode and Michael Myers brought in $41.3 million. That makes it the first movie to open higher than $40 million since Nope in July. Another horror movie, Smile, came in second. And that's the World News Roundup. I'm Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Survivor's back, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. And we have a twist, a new co-host, the winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares.
Hi!
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcast.
I'm Mo Rocca, and I'm excited to announce season 4 of my podcast, Mobituaries. I've got a whole new bunch of stories to share with you about the most fascinating people and things who are no longer with us. From famous figures who died on the very same day to the things I wish would die, like buffets. Listen to Mobituaries with Mo Rocca on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.